listening to the Obesity Revolution. We're adding fact to fat. You can join the revolution. Follow the conversation and Sean's weight loss journey at theobesityrevolution.com. Now, here's Sean Mulroney.
What is up, everybody? Welcome to the Obesity Revolution podcast. I am Sean Mulroney.
I'm Tom Hardy. Or the El Tomo.
Tom Hardy. Or the El Tomo, right?
Yep.
That's what you go by? Mm-hmm. Huh? Right? They can follow you on El Tomo Hardy, right?
Correct.
El Tomo Hardy.
On most media platforms.
Yes, and follow me. Yes, and at I Am Sean Mulroney is where I'm from. You get me, follow me, and we are glad that you're listening to the podcast. You know, write us a review.
Yes.
Write into us. Tell us how you, what you think of the podcast. If you don't like us, then
keep it to yourself.
Then tell us that, too. let them tell them how much they don't like us, Don.
Oh, man.
Right?
I'll have to go see my therapist again.
But hey, I think people like us, though.
Most people.
I'm pretty sure they do.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. I mean,
yeah, most people. Well, yeah, yeah. You got to. We're like a.
Except for Scooter Girl.
Scooter Girl. Yeah, she's a hater. I mean, that's all there is to it. Some people were born to hate, you know.
You have to listen to a past podcast to understand where we're coming from there.
Yes, you do. Yeah, listen to two episodes ago. Mm-hmm. That's right. That's right. Yep, yep. But we are. We're glad that you're here tonight. You know, follow us. Go to theobesityrevolution.com. Join our free group. And by the way, everything is in the show notes. Always will be. You can reach out to us at office@theobesityrevolution.com. You know, we'll get to you. Get ready. We're getting ready to get my, our app is getting ready to come down the pike. My book.
Yes.
So getting ready. Everything is coming to fruition.
The book is awesome. The app
will
be awesome.
We will be awesome.
Extravaganza.
There's Tom with the extravaganza again. You gotta get it, man. But you know, speaking of which, Tom, you know, you're really liking your bidet, huh?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, yes, and Tom, been sharing, you know, a lot of good news about that. He's like, what did you say?
I love a little confidence. Anybody that deals with weight.
Why does it give you a level of confidence?
Well, anybody that deals with weight like we do, if you're not, you got to be very careful. One of the things I've had to do, and even since I got the bidet, is make sure that I'm still stretching. Because you can lose range of motion very easily. And
by not wiping?
Yeah. Because I don't want to.
That's okay.
We got to stretch. Let's be honest. When we're big like we are,
yeah,
range of motion is really easy to lose.
Stretch.
What's that?
It is.
And
it really
one
is.
Of the things you take for granted, unless you're in our shoes, is wiping. Such a fragile subject. But
WIPING. Wiping.
And but there are a lot of people.
Say that, Tom. Wait.
Go ahead.
Wait a minute. Say. Wiping.
Did
you say extravaganza?
It's a wiping extravaganza. But no, but the truth is, there are a lot of people that, I mean, they've, and if you look on Amazon, there's like 10 million tools out mm-hmm. there that people, not that many,
there
but
is.
Quite a few where they've, and some of them work, and some of them don't. Some of them
some
are
of
like
them
a
don't.
Jerry Lewis, Dean Martin routine. I mean, it's pretty bad, but the bidets are a nice touch because you're clean. Bottom line.
You're clean.
Mm-hmm.
Clean bottom.
Yep.
Clean bottom. And that's what Tom was just saying. He goes, I got that level of confidence. I said, really? Why level of confidence? He goes, I don't have swamp butts.
Yep.
He says, I can go around not like... Like Pepe Le Pew, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
He doesn't want to, you know, stinky stink. You
I
know?
Officially
it's like,
now think
and it's
I
true.
Am all that.
in a bag of chips, and he, because he has a clean bottom, clean bottom, just like a commercial says, clean bottoms. And Tom, we are very, like I said, we need a applause right there. Yeah. That
you I know, prance Tom, around now just like Pepe Le Pew with his butt up in the air going. Blip, 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 blip.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Well, you know what? Here, let me show you this here.
Me more.
I say, Tom, say I have a clean butt, and I have a sense of confidence about myself. Do it real quick.
Okay, here we go. This is going to end up somewhere I know. I have a clean butt and a confidence level to go with it. Does that work? Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you.
And then, man, you know, I should have said.
For Christmas, we like to go see Christmas lights. A lot of people do. And there's a place.
They're still screaming for you.
I'm used to that, you know. There was a place that we went because somebody had a Grinch.
They won't stop, Tom. They're not stopping for you, man.
On a large ladder.
They just are so proud of your. They're so proud of your clean butt. I mean, that's.
But they had somebody had a Grinch on a large ladder on a tree, and you can only see it at night.
Yeah.
And but while we were going past all these lights in these big houses, the kids started going, "Whoa, yeah!" And I said, "You know, from now on, whenever I get up in the morning, I want you guys to do that, just to go, whoa." So this morning I got up and Bella's like, whoa. I'm like, thanks, Bella. I appreciate that.
That's awesome. That's nice. I mean, and then you get it tonight. Wow, that's just so.
All kinds of clapping.
So awesome, Tom. I'm glad. But yeah, he has three levels of his bidet.
No, yeah, well, four and, technically.
Which. Well, don't add the colonoscopy.
Mm-hmm.
Just do your two, and I came up with one.
Oh yeah,
myself. Yeah. So, give me credit. Give credit where credit's due.
We're going to Americanize the bidet because the bidet sounds way too French. We're just going to call it the butt washer 2000. With you said three speeds.
And he has three. Yeah, what's your two?
See, I originally said four because I was going to say gentle cycle, Roto-Rooter.
Okay.
That second one. And the third one was, dang, that hurts. And the fourth one you said was
that's right.
Hydrocolonic.
Colonic.
Yep.
Yes, it's for that deep down.
We should definitely patent
deep
that.
Deep down body.
Mm-hmm.
We need to. I mean, because that would work out just fine.
That could finance the obesity revolution right there.
Oh, it could right there. And but all seriousness, if you have trouble, which people that are heavy and people that are obese do, you know, get a bidet. They're not that much. I mean, you can get them. You know,
I spent $30.
Try to leave some links.
I spent $30.
Oh, that's not bad.
And it was. Yeah. I mean, I don't know how to have. It wasn't an electric one. It's just cold water, but it was great. I mean, it was easy to install. No problem.
Awesome. That is awesome.
If I can install it,
I mean, seriously,
anybody can.
If you can install it, anybody can. Right? Okay. Well, you heard it from El Tomo. Right.
This episode of the ABC Revolution is brought to you by the Butt Washer 2000.
Brought to you by. El Tomo's Bummo. El Tom. El Bummo.
And now that everybody's like, whoa.
Oh, Tom. Yeah, well, but needless to say, we are glad that you are all listening. You
Who
know,
are
we?
We
have, you know, four pillars.
That's right.
Huh? What's that?
Who are we? Huh?
We have four pillars.
Yes.
We have four pillars. Huh?
Yeah. I know. I'm just grinning with you.
That's, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, well. Let's go. The four pillars are number one. What is it, Tom?
Identify.
What's the first pillar that identify? So that's the identify the problem. Mm-hmm. And we know there's a problem with obesity. We know it. And it needs to be solved. And we need to do whatever we can to get that done.
Mm-hmm.
You know, number two is educate.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
We want to educate people with the problem, including doctors, you know, because they need, some doctors need some education on it because they went through 8 years, 10 years of school, and as a resident, they never, I talked to doctors, they have never spent more than a little bit on type 2 diabetes with obese people. And that's just sad.
Lymphedema.
Especially when there's...
They barely...
Lymphedema. No, they don't know nothing about lymphedema. They just say, you lose that. Once you lose fat, lose weight. Bye.
Yep.
Eat less.
Doesn't
more.
Work
bye
that
bye.
Way.
See, does the door hit you? No, it doesn't. There's more to it. And then what's our third pillar, Tom? Not only educate, but identify, educate. And what's our third one?
Is that inspire?
Yep, you got
yeah.
it. Tom, you got it. Inspire. So, you know, Tom's an inspiration. You know, I believe I'm an inspiration. I've inspired other people. And you know what? You can inspire people, too. I don't care how much you weigh. It doesn't matter because our obesity does not define us.
Right.
And you shouldn't let it define you. But the final one is to execute.
Yes.
And, you know, it's all well and good to know all these things, but it's another thing to apply it.
Right.
And that's what we're doing. That's why we have the podcast. That's why we have, you know, the app. That's why we have things so people can execute a plan in their life and get to the bottom of it. And like I said, everything that we do is to get rid of obesity.
Yeah.
And, I mean, might not be able to take it all because it's sad that, you know, people are dying from obesity and nobody is really caring. They say, well, they did that to themselves.
Yeah.
It's a lie, Tom.
Absolutely is.
It's a lie. It's a lie.
And we're trying
and
to help get
to
people more
that.
Respect and try to get them to realize that
yes.
they have to be their own advocate.
Yes. Yes. You got to. That, listen to what Tom just said. Because if you don't, you know, Tom, we have to. You got to be bold.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to say, hey, here it is. But... You know, especially now, okay, here, we're a few days away from the end of the year. I can't believe 2021 went by like a breeze. I mean, it was
yeah.
like, I can't even believe it's going to be 2022.
Yep.
And I can't say, Tom and I both are really big sports fanatics.
Yeah.
And, but, you know, today, John Madden passed away.
Yeah.
And that was very sad. You know, he dealt with obesity in his life.
Yes.
And, he wouldn't even, you know, fly on airplanes. If you remember, he had a bus.
He had a nice bus.
And he wouldn't fly. Yeah. Very nice bus. And it's amazing. He passed away today and his special just came out.
He was 85
and,
years
old. 85. Yes. 85, that's a great life. And, you know, he's a Hall of Fame football coach and broadcaster mm-hmm. and created a game, John Madden, you know, Madden football.
Every year
and
it gets
so
more realistic.
It's all, it does. And, you know, it's not about that. We don't know when our days are numbered.
Yeah.
And so it's just amazing that, you know, how short time is. But especially this... New year, you know, you know, Tom, think about this. You've heard the new year, new you type thing, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
It sounds familiar?
Yeah.
And then especially this time of year.
Yep.
Now, the new year is upon us. You know, millions of people are, you know, they're getting ready to make millions of resolutions and mostly will fizzle out, just like an Alka-Seltzer,
mm-hmm.
before they see the end of January.
Yeah.
And you know what? Why is this?
Happens
you know,
every year.
We have such a hard time. Yes, it does. And we have such a hard time making changes, you know. And by the way, that lasts a lifetime, not just for a resolution. And here's the thing. You tell me on this, Tom, okay? I'm just thinking. And we have this. We have, you know, new year, new you.
Right.
And then it doesn't happen. Because I think that what most people do is they bite off more than they can chew.
Right.
They say, I'm going to go to the gym. I'm going to go to the gym every day. And they're not even going one day. They're not even yeah. exercising. and how are you going to be able to do, oh, I'm going to get this meal plan. It's going to be off, you know, the grid. I and then all of a sudden they go to that and they don't have something that they can hold on to.
Right.
That is not a small change. Does that make sense? I mean, that's how I take it, because I've tried the resolution before, and whenever I'd done resolutions, they didn't work for me.
Yeah. Resolutions, a lot of times people don't prepare, they don't plan, they want to go right up to the last minute, not following the resolution, you know, like January 31st at 11:59 p.m., I'm having a large pizza, you know, and but tomorrow I'm going to eat 1,100 calories all day. That's it.
Calories, yeah. Right. And then they're like, it's like dreading it. You know, it's like, you know, going on a diet. I hate the word diet, you know, because the first three letters tells it all.
Diet.
You're going to die trying it. I'm not talking physically, but it's about doing that. Because, you know, think about how about some of the resolutions that are, have you ever made a resolution that was so far-fetched? Did you, Tom, ever do that?
Oh, sure.
Say, man, yeah, well, can you think of
one? Yeah, I was going to find Mrs. Wright, but I wasn't even dating. That's kind of a problem.
But a resolution?
Yeah, that was my resolution. That year I was going to find Mrs. Wright. Yeah.
So that was you're not talking about...
You can't plan that.
You can't. But so what about any kind of... health resolution or eating resolution?
No, that I was going to go to the gym, you know, 3 days a week.
Yeah.
And I was going to have it all structured, and I was going to work this part of my body on this day, that part of that day, and another part the following day. And I was going to go swimming, and I was going to, all kinds of stuff, you know. And here's what I'm notorious for. I'd battle with anxiety. Yes. And then when there's a lot of people somewhere, it's like, okay, I bought this year membership that I paid up front at the YMCA.
Yeah.
Because they have a gym and they have a pool.
Young man.
Never got in the pool.
YMCA.
Never.
You never what?
No, because there's too many people there. Or they had scheduled things.
Why, you didn't want to take your...
Nope.
Well, what about wearing a T-shirt?
I mean, do it.
You could have done that, right?
Nope. The anxiety wouldn't let
me
do it.
It wouldn't let you get in the pool.
Nope.
Did you
get all nervous?
On?
I'd start like palpitating, and I just couldn't do it.
Wow. And so why? Like the same thing. I've made resolutions that were so far-fetched, I couldn't even, you know, see where they started and where it ended, you know, type thing.
Mm-hmm.
That I was going to do this and, you know, I was going to not eat out. Yeah, so I cut all that off, not thinking that I'm traveling.
Yeah.
And so the only thing is, you know, pack your lunch. And so I tried, you know, packing my lunch as I was traveling all over the United States. And you know what? Packing the lunch did not go too well.
Yeah.
I would bring my lunch with me or bring something to eat, you know, and I'd have like an 8-hour trip or whatever. Well, that meal would still be there the next day because I'd stop at a restaurant,
yep,
you know, and eat, you know, so that went out the door. And it's, everybody sets too high of standards. And listen, you have to have high standards, but not whenever you are not doing anything at all.
Well, and not only that.
So, like, for instance, if we're obese.
If you set it too high and then you don't do it one day, then all of a sudden you're like, okay, how do I catch up? Then you're trying to play catch up on top of meeting the standard that you had agreed to. And it's a vicious cycle. Like, I remember... I was going to read 10 chapters of the Bible a day. That was one of the resolutions I made. Well, one day I missed. So the next day I'm like, okay, I'm going to have to read 20 chapters. Yeah. It just doesn't work.
So you're getting
overwhelmed.
Now you have to read all 66 books because you failed at missing each day.
Yep. I'll get to it eventually.
But that's what we do. So, like, think about this. Yeah, right. Well, you know, why is it so hard to change? You know, you think about the life expectancy, you know, maybe on the rise, but chronic disease such as obesity, lymphedema are on the rise, right? Yeah. So the life expectancy that we are looking at right now as far as obesity and lymphedema, is it keeps going up, Tom.
Yeah.
You know, the death rate where there's nobody to help and nobody to put in. So, you know, they make this reservation, these far-fetched. I mean, I've heard people go that I want to have six-pack abs and they have, you know, a belly and they want to do it in three months or whatever. That's far-fetched. You know, it's like they want to do something that's totally, unless you do something that's dangerous, you know, you could lose that weight, and people have, and then they've got sick and it's damaged them.
It becomes disheartening, especially if yo-yoed.
It does.
Because some give up. They think that since they haven't been able to change, then they probably never will. And you know, even though sometimes there are diseases like lymphedema that appear to have no cure, we can treat the symptoms and live out best case scenario by finding the discipline within ourselves to make changes where we can and lessen the impact obesity has on our body. And it's just so hard to change. Because if you yo-yo like I know I have, I've got the stretch marks to prove it. You're up, you're down, you're up, you're down, you're up, you're down. And when you have lymphedema and your fluid's up and down, like today, my legs are a little bit swollen and they're itchy. Mm-hmm. Okay, tomorrow they'll go down a little bit because I'll do the pump and they won't be as bad. But it's like up and down. And down.
Yeah.
The consistency is really hard
to
get.
Yes. Well, you know, it is. It's hard. I'm not going to lie. It's hard to change.
Mm-hmm.
Especially when your habits. And how about this? You know, here's some of the reasons you think about this, Tom. It's in the genes.
Yeah.
Okay. Not your pant genes, but your genes, you know. People say, well, I know I have fat in my genes. So, but anyways, it's
junk
like
in
it's
my
in
trunk.
The genes because junk in my trunk. Yeah. Habits, you know, that are now deemed unhealthy, you know, once necessary for our survival. Okay. These are things that come out of us and we think, well, is this really healthy for me?
Yeah.
Is this really unhealthy for me?
Right.
And then thousands of, you know, whatever people are going and trying on December 31st is their last day, their big hurrah, and then they have it because they have no understanding of who they are and where they've come from.
Yeah.
Because it goes all the way back to our ancestors,
right.
You know, the hunters, the gatherers, and food was hard to come by. And a lot of energy was spent looking for the next meal.
Yeah.
Okay.
Not just hunting.
So
if they wanted to go somewhere, they didn't have cars. They walked.
Right. Right. Well, yeah. Right. It's it's amazing how spoiled we become.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the uncertainty of when, you know, where the next meal, you know, was coming from. You know, that's a worry.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people, it breaks my heart when people don't know where their first meal's coming or when they can get food.
Yeah.
And so when food was available, people needed to eat as much as possible, right?
Right.
They just like, well, man, just started,
gobble it down.
You know, eating. Yes, gobble it down. Just like a bear going into hibernation. And then second, the calorie burning was reserved to activities that were necessary to survival.
Yeah.
You said walking. You know
or
what I'm
hunting
saying?
Or
they ran. They didn't have everywhere, right? So they were burning more than what they were putting in.
Yeah.
You know, they had a caloric, you know, they piled that in. And the fact that some hit, you know, the metabolic jackpot, and that's people that do. So there's two kinds of genes. Either you have the fat gene or you don't. And people think, well, here it is. And then whenever you eat, you're going to store it.
Yeah.
Because it's like it's at that protective thing that happens, you know, because we protect it. And by the way, that's what they did, you know, years ago. Yeah. They would store during the wintertime. They would store their fat. Mm-hmm. You understand what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. They would put more weight on during them hunting times and all that stuff. And then summer, they take it off.
Well, even 50 years ago, my dad, he came from a family of 16 children. They all lived on a farm. And they worked their butt off, you know. And their mother, my dad said his mom would spend all day cooking. And the girls would help her. And they'd have to come in, eat, come in and eat on shifts because there were so many of them.
Yeah.
And the guys would be out working in the fields. Well, they weren't sitting down, none of them. They were moving all day long.
Wow.
So it was just a different lifestyle. Yeah. Now, these kids pick up a phone.
Everybody's like, that's.
They play their games all day. They won't get off the couch at all. Teenagers are notorious between the age of 15 and 18, spending most of the time in their room, either on video games or just doing absolutely nothing but hiding from their family.
Yeah.
And as a result, anxiety, depression, all that stuff is at an all-time high because these kids don't have a social life.
Right. And you need social life.
Yeah.
You know, and that's what's so hard about you that are stuck in your homes. I get it. You know, it's so hard, but you got to find a way to get out of that. It's just like Tom was saying, when he was getting into the pool, you know, you had that anxiety, Tom. And I know there's people out there right now that are listening that have anxiety for wanting to go out and can't, you know, go out. You know what I'm saying? Because it's, you know, here's where we're at. We got all of these things, like you said, something pretty cool, is that back then, you know, these people would eat, you know, the eggs and the sausage and the bacon and stuff like that, but they would work all day from sun up to sundown.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? But our bodies were made for moving, and that hurts me a little bit, that I wish I would have done it sort of, you know, convicts me, if you wouldn't say, but, you know, our bodies were made, we were made to move.
Yep. But today,
and it's a shame that.
But today we're looking at media, TV shows, what have you, that lie to us. They give us unattainable standards to try to meet. Because let's face it, we're still looking at. I would say even 50 to 100 years ago, women were more attractive to men when they were a little heavier. Now society and media has made it seem like women have to be like skin and bones, and that's ridiculous.
Yes.
And because it's not true. It's not attainable unless you're not healthy.
The models and all that stuff.
Oh, the those supermodels. Like Twiggy. I just want to give them a cheeseburger. Yeah. You know?
Well, do you remember years ago there was a model called Twiggy? Mm-hmm. And before that year, before she came out, women were portly.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? They had, you know, meat on their bones, and they were women. That's what they would do. You know, look back even to Marilyn Monroe.
Curves in all the right all places, of them had, baby.
Yes, exactly. Right. But even so, but I'm just saying, they had they were not skinny as a rail. Right. And then Twiggy came and was so skinny that now everybody had to think and set that standard. That
and then the next thing you know, what's the biggest thing going on? Bulimia, anorexia.
Yes.
You know?
Yes. Yes. And it goes on. And then, you know, they come in and then they come back. And then before you know it, you see these models that come back, you know, years they're not doing anything. And now they put weight on. You know, and instead of starving themselves, you know, because, you know, our Western society is in surplus. You know, we got more food to feed a third world country than we can that we throw out every day. You know what I mean?
Well, we're used
and
to.
And it's a shame.
We're used to instant gratification.
Yes, we are. Yes, that's very true, Tom.
Well, guess what? Doesn't have it instantly. There's no way for us to lose weight instantly.
No, and overnight either. Don't believe them overnight or don't do anything type, you know, diets.
Just
they
take
say.
This pill and you'll lose weight no matter how much you eat.
Yeah. I wish they worked because I tried every one of them. Yeah, liar. But, you know, failure is often the result of, you know, aiming for the goal that was too big.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We set a big goal. And listen, set goals.
Yes. Make them attainable.
Go for the baby steps.
Right.
Yes, go for the baby steps. You know what I mean? Easing into the healthy lifestyle will help you slowly take a sustainable, to get you to sustainable habits.
Yeah.
So just remember that. Them messages that the media that Tom brought up, it's so true.
Yeah.
You know, that he said about even the models that are there and all these different things. Oh, it's okay to do this, or you can, you know, go through this and no forgiveness for that. But it's just the same. And, you know, Tom also mentioned that instant gratification.
Yeah.
You know, think about this, that, you know, the truth is food is delicious,
sure
right,
is.
Tom? We didn't do that, you know, and comforting,
mm-hmm.
warming. They don't call it, you know, home. You know, cooked meals for nothing. Oh. You know what I'm saying?
And what are the best meals? The ones that stick to your stomach. A little bit of gravy.
The fried chicken. Yeah, the fried chicken.
Yeah.
I'm getting it. Yeah, let's not talk about it. But, you know, we used to, you know, give in the short-term desires.
Oh, it's easy to do.
So it is. So we have these short-term desires, and then all of a sudden we're paying for it afterwards. Yeah. And did you ever eat something you felt like bad, like, man?
Well, while I was eating it, I was fine. But it's almost as soon as I got done eating it, I was like, what did I just do?
I know. And you're like, man, I'm never going to do that again. And then just like somebody, a person that drinks, you know, they wake up with a hangover and they say, I'm never going to drink again. They're right back at it.
Right.
And that's the same thing with people that are dealing with, you know, that good home, you know, southern warm, you know, cooking, you know what I mean, with sweet tea and all that stuff. And you're eating, you know, 50,000 carbs.
Right.
But, you know, you think about this. There's three tips to consider on this, okay? And the physical activities that we need to do. So here's three tips that you can live a healthier lifestyle. And Tom, we also got some steps to take on how to have a great new year without the resolutions,
right?
I mean, we're gonna cover that. But
practice
self-compassion, right?
Mm-hmm.
Am I right, Tom?
Yeah,
I
we mean, have to we, find we, value we have, in ourselves. We have to.
We do.
And a lot of
we
us
do.
That struggle
and
with obesity do not have the value that we need in ourselves. And that's
no
what the media has done
right?
to us. That's what our families have done to us. That's the way we've been treated, like we're not worth it.
Yes, 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 absolutely. So learn, you know, to have some self-compassion.
Yes.
You know, take small incremental steps in the right direction.
Yes.
Not in the wrong direction, not this. But, you know, them small incremental steps, Tom, have changed my life that I look at things rather than the long term. I'm looking at the short term,
right.
And it's helped me to stay focused on the long term because I'm not focusing on it.
Well, that's how you got through
sense.
This last bout.
I know.
When you looked at the long term, it was discouraging. But when you started looking at the short term and realizing how far you'd come, that made all the difference in the world.
Yep. Yes, rather looking at 18 months ago, look where I was 2 months ago.
Yeah.
Look where I was last week.
Yep.
And so take them small steps. I mean, we got to do that, you know. And you said it too. What's the other thing that, you know, you mentioned it how many times? Instant
gratification. You can look forward to new and surprising places, not food.
Yes. Yes, yes. A lot of food. Yeah. And, you know, the other thing is, are we setting realistic goals? Yeah. I mean, if you set, you know, a goal to be something, like, how can I set, I'm going to be a millionaire in one month.
Doesn't work.
And you don't even have a plan. It's not going to work that
unless
way.
Unless the bank does a glitch and puts a couple million in your account, it's not going to happen.
Yeah. Or puts a penny. Yeah. Or puts a penny in everybody's account into your bank, you know?
Yeah.
That'd be something else.
Wouldn't that be nice?
You know, yes, it would be. And are we celebrating the little victories?
Yes.
You know?
Or downplaying them.
Non-scale
victories. Some people
victories.
Just downplay them.
Yes.
Don't even say anything about them.
Well, here's what people do. You lose weight. Like, I lost, think about this, Tom. You lose 20 pounds. Oh, that's just water weight. You gain 20 pounds. Man, what are you doing wrong?
Right.
Huh?
Yeah.
I mean, is that an oxymoron or what? You know, it's like, okay, I lost 20 pounds. Oh, that's just water weight. I gained 20 pounds. Okay, well, you're doing something wrong. And it was the same water weight. Yeah. Get away from me. You know what I'm saying? I don't even want to hear that. So are we celebrating those little victories?
And something we talked about last week.
Yes. Yes, we did. We did.
Accountability partners with shared standards.
Nice. And we talked about that a little bit, you know, the accountability. Yeah. And that's what we can't say that enough. We'll say accountability every time. We'll say celebrate the small victories.
Accountability without condemnation.
We'll say set realistic goals. Yes. Yes, without condemnation. Exactly. Perfect point. Are you making plans to succeed?
Yes.
If you fail to plan, you plan to fail. No ands, ifs, or and you know, work your plan your work your plan, and don't get sidetracked.
Yes. And if you get sidetracked,
what you're going to do.
Tomorrow's another day. Get right
back
on there.
That's good. That's a life changer. I never would get back
stop
up on the horse.
Stop beating yourself up. You know, stop.
Yeah.
Woe is me. Stop all that crap. Just get back on the train.
Yes, sir. And where's your mindset? You know, are you listening to self-doubt? How many times has that come around the corner, Tom? Self-doubt.
We're taught to, our society, especially in obese people, most of the ones that I've met have a problem with self-deprecation. We like to beat ourselves up. And a lot of times we cut ourselves down to beat other people to the punch. So they can't.
Yes.
So our self-talk is a big deal. First of all, surround yourself with positive people that aren't going to cut you down. Number one, if you can.
Yes, sir.
Number two, make
sure
you're not one of the people that are cutting you down. You know.
Yeah. And you can't get away from you.
No, I've tried. It doesn't work.
Yeah, it doesn't work. No, you can't run away.
Thought about changing my name and running away, but there I was.
No, there you
then
was.
I thought it was just a summer fling, but nope, I really was in love with myself.
Nope, he's sitting there on his bidet.
That's right.
So
life is
that's
good.
That's what he's doing. But, but you know, that's why we, especially the hydroclonic. Give me one hydroclonic, please. But anyways, listen, that's why we have the obesity revolution, okay? Because we're set in all these, and Tom, can the obesity revolution help? I mean, not only we, you know, people in it, but we're participating. You know what I'm saying? I want to ask you, Tom, from a perspective, has the obesity revolution helped you?
Well, you know, a couple months ago, actually it's been more than a couple of months now, my mental state was bad. You know, I was pretty low. And got involved with the obesity revolution, started talking to people that are dealing with the same problems I am, like yourself, to different degrees. And got with the mindsets with Rob and just got more excited about life. Got more excited about moving forward by just being a part of a community of people that cared. It made such a difference, and that's what the obesity revolution is. And not only do they care, but there's a lot of other things going on. Like, we got this app coming out that's going to be teaching people how to eat, teaching people how to exercise, even if they're in a chair and or a bed. It's just what we've needed all along. If you were an obese person and you were sitting there and you were thinking, man, I just wish there was this, this, and that to help me. Well, guess what? We're working on the this, this, and that. You know?
Yeah, yes. And you know what, Tom? You said something. You know, think about, you're working on yourself. Mm-hmm. And I think that you need to get healthy before you lose weight. Yeah. Mentally, physically, spiritually, you got to get cleaned up.
Do not lessen in your mind that idea of healthy mindset. You know, you've got to get healthy in your mind.
Right. Yes, exactly, Tom. Yeah. And if you don't, that's your first stop. Mm-hmm. Listen, you want to lose weight? Make sure you make it a lifestyle change.
Yes.
Make sure you say, hey, this is where I'm at.
Yeah.
You know, we said it, incremental change.
Yeah.
You know, the mindset, that work on your mind.
Accountability.
Please work on your mind. Accountability. Yeah, Tom. You know, be accountable. Find an accountability partner that's going to hold you to it.
And we can give you all the tools in the world, but if you don't do the stuff, do the work, you're still going to have to do the work. You're going to have to work on being accountable. You're going to have to work on, but we can give you those tools. Mm-hmm. We can help you. And by joining with us and being your own advocate, the numbers, you're going to help a whole lot of other people too.
Yes. You're going to be able to inspire.
Yep.
And then you'll be able to, you know, to execute in that aspect because in having a plan, that's what we're doing. I mean, here's the thing with the Obesity Revolution. It's not the most extravagant, but it gives you people, and people say, well, I just don't want to do this, or, you know what I mean? It's not all that. Well, you can find ways to criticize things whenever you don't want to do something. Okay? But the thing is having a plan. Mm-hmm. And that's what we offer. We have a plan. We have meal plan. And people say, and they don't fall. It was simple. I lost 100 pounds on this very meal plan.
Right.
And so it's all that stuff that people think that, oh, that's not enough. Well, do one thing. What are you doing?
Yeah.
You understand? I mean, you got to have that plan. And you got to have a no-quit attitude.
Yeah. It's just like being in a healthy relationship. You know what I mean?
Yes.
If you want to find fault with someone, you'll find it. But if you want to find the good and the thing that's going to work, you can find that too.
Yes. And you don't need to be a geologist.
Nope. You know, or any other type of ologist.
Geologist is always looking for a fault, right? So don't look for faults.
Yep.
That's what Tom, you're spot on because the more you look for it, the more you look for a crack or crevice, or the more you display your cracks and crevices, mm-hmm. you know, you have a clean crack now, but because you're a bidet. Yeah,
I'll be displaying it.
You feel confident.
Just so you know.
Yeah, and whenever Tom passes gas, it's like, he's getting the perfume in that thing, so he's like, it sprays water now.
That's
because
right.
He got the hydrocolonic now. But anyway, just follow down, man. We got your back.
Yes, we do.
You know, we're the Obesity Revolution. Join the revolution.
Yes.
You know, reach out to us.
Yes.
Take that first step.
Yes.
And quit. It's not a new year, new you, or New Year's resolution. Make it a new year lifestyle.
Yes.
Boom. Say I'm going to change my lifestyle.
Incremental
and like
changes.
Said, it's going to start with the mind. Mm-hmm. Yes. You better get that mindset. You better make sure that you have a plan.
Yeah.
And if you don't have a plan, we have plenty of that.
Yes.
You know, we'll have health and fitness trainers. Yes. Mindset trainers, all that stuff. And we got your back. But, you know, it's time to go, Tom. I'm sad, but you know, on behalf of Tom
Good
and myself
night,
and
sweetheart.
It's time to go.
Boom, boom.
Yeah, Tom can sing better than I can. So Tom, like everybody's like, no, no, Tom, go ahead, sing. So I have to lip sync. But hey, we gotta cut out of here.
That's our band. There is NSYNC. We're lip sync.
We're lip sync, and Tom, with his bidet, he stinks sync. So right. He's like,
flush. Oh, I'm feeling man, flush.
But we love you. Flush. Oh, that's so good.
With
dude.
Our hit song, I love Flush.
It. But Flush, yeah. Flush. Flush for fantasy.
Oh, maybe we get Duran Duran to sing that song.
No, that was Flesh. Flesh for Fantasy by Billy Idol. Close enough. And I said, Flush. Flush for fantasy.
It's a you nice know, day for a clean butt. We've lost it, folks. Yeah.
Start again. I know. We're done, man. It's time. But we love you all. We got your back. You know, get healthy. Stay healthy.
Yes.
And until next time, Tom, we love our people,
yes,
we don't
do.
We
love you.
And you are worth it. Love you.
Thanks for listening to the Obesity Revolution. Now it's your time to join the revolution. You can follow Sean's weight loss journey and get coached by trainer extraordinaire Brandon Glore at theobesityrevolution.com.